This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
Five years ago this day, things were not going as planned for Lloyd Carr in his final season as head coach in Ann Arbor. Visions of a national title run before the season quickly turned to dust. The 0-2 unranked Wolverines suffered two of the most devastating losses in team history. First, the horror. A loss in the opener against... And next, a 39-7 beat down by Oregon. The worst loss since Bo came to town in 1969. But on this day, September 15th, 2007, the Wolverines welcomed Charlie Weiss and his 0-2 Notre Dame squad, who were clearly having issues of their own.
Hell with Notre Dame.
It'd be the first time, dating back to the 1930s, that both teams were unranked in the Associated Press poll, and perhaps there was never more hype for a game of winless teams. The eyes of the college football world were on Ann Arbor, as viewers knew one of the fabled schools would exit the Big House with a dismal 0-3 record and in a shambles. Carr's Wolverines got a few boosts prior to the game. First, co-captain and running back Mike Hart guaranteed a victory.
Hell with Notre Dame.
Next, actor Russell Crowe, who was pals with Lloyd Carr, came to town to support his friend and watch the game from the sidelines with members of his rugby team. Finally, this would be the first Notre Dame game since Bo passed away, but Schembechler had a special message for the Irish.
Hell with Notre Dame.
Whether it was Bo's memory, Hart's guarantee, or the Gladiators' visit, it really didn't matter because everything maize and blue worked brilliantly on this day 5 years ago. Carr's Wolverines came out of the tunnel and simply destroyed the Irish.
Hell with Notre Dame.
Michigan's backs, led by Hart, pounded away nearly 300 yards on the ground. Quarterback Ryan Mallett filled in for a dinged-up Chad Henne and tossed three touchdowns. While the offense was rolling, the defense took things to a new level. To the delight of amateur filmmakers on YouTube, Irish quarterback Jimmy Clausen was forced into a Benny Hill impression all day. Clausen spent the afternoon running from Chris Graham and Brandon Graham, chasing fumbled balls, or flailing on his back.
Hell with Notre Dame.
By the time Clausen left the game, Michigan had sacked him eight times and forced Notre Dame into six fumbles. The Irish netted negative 6 yards on the ground and failed to score a point. The 38-0 beating saddled coach Charlie Weiss and the Irish with the 0-3 Albatross and maintained the Irish irrelevance.
Notre Dame might as well be Ball State. They don't care. Notre Dame's no better or worse than Michigan State. It doesn't mean anything.
But in Ann Arbor, fortunes had turned sharply as Michigan rattled off eight straight wins and capped the season with a dazzling victory over Urban Meyer, Tim Tebow, and the Florida Gators in the Capital One Bowl. The players had sent Lloyd Carr out a winner. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kick off, this is Greg Dooley.